Thank you for tuning in to another night with the Butterfly Evolution Radio Show. I want to just personally thank each and every one of you for tuning in with me tonight. I am looking forward to this show. I think it's a much-needed show. I've gotten some great feedback, so we're going to move right along into tonight's show. Well, in just a second. I want to just kind of connect you guys and give you an update on the Butterfly Evolution growth and some things that we're going to be moving into. So in saying that, I want to just really give a shout out, and I don't do that often, but I want to really just stop a minute and say something to you all about our young people. So often we hear, well, I won't say so often, many times, more so than we should, we hear about what our young people are doing negatively. We hear about the shootings, we hear about the fights, we hear about all these things that are negative. And I can tell you, over the past few weeks, I have just encountered so many wonderful, wonderful young men, particularly young men. And I just think that is an awesome thing. I think it's a God thing. I think we need to grab hold of these young people and just help them grow into powerful young men, because I see that as our men should be leading. I know women, which again, this is a great time to discuss this as well. I know we're so eager and ready to be out front and think that we were designed to be out front. And again, I'm not saying you don't do your thing and live your dreams, but when you make a choice to become a mom and you know, support a family in the way that in the way that I feel it was intended for us to do, you know, I think some things we have to give up and be willing to do that in order for the good of our family, our children, the growth. We no longer should be okay with allowing other people to raise our children, TV to raise our children, and things like that. So in saying that, I want to give a real big shout out to a group called Subliminal Thought. And subliminal, for those of you, you know, you may not know exactly what that means, but subliminal basically means hidden unconscious thoughts, basically what the name of this group is, Subliminal Thought. And I had an opportunity to connect with these young people last Friday. I had a chance to speak with these young people and to these young people last Friday. Miss Earlene and I went, and it was just awesome to see such powerful young people. And it is a group of men and women, but again, the men were just out front. They were talking and sharing some of the things that they are supporting, and I want to share one of those things with you. This group has taken upon itself, and one of the guys, I think, more so than the others, but they're all supporting each other's fight or whatever that person is supporting. So in talking to one of the young men, I learned that they are fighting for equal pay or better pay for workers on the campus. And we had this setting or this meeting at the campus, University of Memphis, and they are lobbying to support better pay for custodians, maintenance, groundkeepers, and things like that. And I just thought that is wonderful to have these young people even care about something like that. And they don't necessarily have family members in those positions. They just saw a need and a cause, and they want to fight for this and bring awareness to this. So from my understanding, they've been campus rallying and things like that. So in saying that, I wanted to just bring that out to the forefront and also inform you that Butterfly Evolution is going to be joining with Subliminal Thought. And what we're going to do, I'll have more information after this Friday. I'll have more information, hopefully next Monday, about how we're going to do that, or what date, not really how, because we've put some things together. But we are going to need your support. We may not do what we're going to do on Monday nights as far as what we do together, and then we may. So I'm not real sure. But what we're going to do is we're going to create a round table. And basically what that is about is we're going to connect young people, old people, all race, nationality, whatever you want to say. We're going to connect and create a round table and start discussing things that you want to talk about, things that we should be concerned about, things that we need to do something about, and how can we connect and make things happen. It's going to be from the number of students that are dropping out of high school, not getting GEDs or getting their GED. We think it's become so easy for them to do that, and other things. So in saying that, we're going to need your help with what type of things, even going on within your area. If you're not in Memphis, we want to know what's happening in your area that you want to see change, that you want things to be better about. So start thinking about that. And again, we know that it's going to be something roundtable, but we have not come up with quite the name yet, or voted on that yet. So I want you guys to just commit to thinking about some things that we can talk about, because again, if it's going on in your city, more than likely it's going on somewhere else, or your state is going on somewhere else. So we're going to really focus on our youth. But in doing that, we also are going to address police brutality, how we can better connect our youth with the police, and so forth. So just not stopping it there. So make a commitment, if you don't mind, to kind of connect with the Butterfly Evolution about that. For those of you who are on Facebook, I ask you to go out and take a look at the Subliminal Thought page, like the page. Again, it's a group of young people, and whatever we can do to connect and support those things that they are doing, we should do that. We oftentimes talk about the negative things that we see on TV. We talk about what they're not doing. Let's change the channel a bit, and let's focus on those ones who are wanting to make a change. You know, I remember Brandon saying that it seems like you have to do bad things to get the attention of society, like they only want to help the kids who are getting in trouble or not making the grades, and sometimes we need to stop and smell the roses. And we have a bunch of roses, our young people, we have a bunch of them. So let's just keep them in prayer and be in prayer for the union of Butterfly Evolution and Subliminal Thought so that we can reach more young people. And I challenge you all in saying that do something in your neighborhood, in your area. Do something to give back to them. So for those of you on Facebook, don't forget to go on their page and like the page and just tell them that you heard about it from Butterfly Evolution Show and you're supporting them, and share your thoughts or comments. So before moving forward, I do want to remind you that the chat line is open. I want to make sure of that, but I'm pretty sure I did. So yes, it is. So I'll see you guys out there on the chat line. For those of you who are out there listening, remember, you can comment on the show and submit your questions there as well, or you can simply call in if that's better for you using the number 818-691-7406. Remember, if you are calling in, you do have to select the number 1 in order for me to know that you have a question or a comment. And the way that I will pull you in is I will provide your area code and the last 4 digits of your number and identify that I'm pulling you in. And from there, be willing to give your city and state and or state you're calling from. If you want to give your name, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine as well. But please remember we're on air and be ready to present your question or comment in a quickly manner. So moving right along, and I do hope that you ladies and men got a lot of feedback from the men saying, is this a woman's show? Do I need to call in? I got one I thought was real funny. He said, Tammy, you know I'm a man, right? I was like, yep, I do. But, you know, woman, there's M-A-N in woman, so we all know that concept. But we hope that each and every one of you have something to give tonight, especially our women, but men, you have so much to offer us as well, because you kind of sit back and you watch. And oftentimes men won't say anything, but I know that you see how we as women treat one another. You guys that know me best have heard me say that women can put a lot of this on lockdown. A lot of things that are going on, whether it's bad boys, you know, this is not relationship, but bad boys, good girls, and that kind of thing, how we feel about each other, how we treat each other, a lot of the things that are going on today, we can really take control of or help to minimize in some way. So I hope that you've thought about this topic and are ready to share some of your personal stories or just some things maybe that you see, that you've seen or recognized, and that's for all of us, men and women. So this is really about awareness, not going to keep you too long tonight, but it's about helping you or wanting you to stop and think about how you interact with your friend, your sister, your mother, and vice versa. You think about what's going on today. There are mothers against daughters, daughters against mothers. The relationship concept for women, whether it be, again, in a mother-daughter relationship, in a sister-and-sister relationship, friend-and-friend, co-workers. We spend 8 hours plus women together, and in most cases, there is no peace. I often hear, you know, people say, I'd much rather work with a office full of men than two or three women. There's a reason for that, and we need to find out what that is, because together we can do so much more. Women are powerful, you guys. We create life. Well, we carry life within us. We carry a life in us for 9 months. It lives. It thrives. It eats what we eat. We keep it living. And, you know, there's something else we do monthly. No, I mean, men can't do that. We are powerful. We are made very, very differently. The way we react, the way things we channel, the emotions, you know, there's a reason for all of that. And if we channel the emotional, the caregiving part towards each other and be there, you know, to assist each other. I remember and I don't know who this was, but I remember one of the young ladies on the last week's show, I believe it was last week's, when she said, but, you know, we are working, you know, mothers are out working trying to hold it down. You know, there is probably a friend or a sister or an aunt or someone there that can say, you know, let me just run over real quick and help you with the kids or do this for. There's something we can do. On the flip side of that, women, when someone is offering, you need to be willing to open up and allow somebody in. Because in many cases, some women do try to open up to other women, and it's just a close, you close yourself off. And I think that has to do a lot with the competitiveness, or I feel threatened by you, or this or that, because you have to be willing to let people in. If you need help, you're going to have to be willing to let people reach out and help you. So it's a lot of things that we need to think about during this show as we move through. Before that, I want to remind you of the trash can. For our new listeners, the trash can concept is just asking you to continue to move, or if you have not, move your trash can. Start maybe with, I say the best place to start is your kitchen, because we are in the kitchen, well, I am a lot. Maybe it's, if it's not for you, wherever you are quite often, or whichever trash can you go to a lot, move that trash can, whether it be from one wall or one side of the room to the other. And then what you do from there is monitor how many times you return to its old location. And this is, again, this is to promote change and awareness of how the mind keeps record of even the smallest things. I mean, the very smallest. You think about how, if once you go back to where it used to be, think about, I know where my trash came. My mind is trained to remember where I dumped my trash. So think about that. Make it a fun game. If you have a family, I've said this before, thank you all for being patient. Those of you who heard it every show, thank you for being patient. But we want our new listeners, as they come on, to start this exercise as well. If you have kids, make it a fun thing. Put a chart on the refrigerator and monitor who does it the most. Be fair about it, and the winner gets something that they like. Again, this is just about promoting change and helping you to become aware of how the mind keeps record. And remember, habits are basically those things that we do in most cases. They're basically unconscious habits. It's, those are the ones that we're talking about. It's those things that you kind of do without thinking. You go to your trash can almost without thinking. Same thing with the lights. You've heard us say that the lights, the utilities or the lights can be out, power can be out, and you'll go and flip the light on because you're just so used to turning the lights on knowing that power is out for whatever reason. So just remember, habits are powerful, powerful factors in our lives, and we need to start paying attention to the things that we are doing competitive or repeatedly without any thought process, and those other things as well. But again, they are consistent. Habits are consistent and unconscious patterns that we have in our lives. And before moving on, and one last thing, I just want to remember, since we're talking about habits, remember our thoughts. We sow a thought, we reap an action, and we sow an action and we reap a habit. That's where our habits come from, and the action is going to the trash can. Again, a small thing. Sow a habit, you reap a character, and sow character, you reach your destiny, and we know what destiny is. So moving into tonight's topic, woman to woman is the topic for tonight. And I'm just going to start by throwing a little bit more information out there to you. In my opinion, woman to woman, we as women, we are in a very terrible state. And I say that I look at our young girls, I look at how we interact with each other. And this show is helping me as well because, again, you guys, I come here every Monday and with these topics, and don't think for once that my life is perfect, that I have the perfect relationships with everybody, because I don't. I have challenging relationships in my life as well that I want to personally work on, that I want to be better about making it a thriving relationship. So this is not just for you. And I always want to stress that because again, I'm growing with you guys. I'm not growing you. We're growing together. But in my opinion, women are just in a terrible state. Women seem to be depressed. And remember now, we are the ones that are, we're the keepers, so to speak. We're supposed to help keep it all together, the families and things like that. So if we're depressed, think about what our families are or the people in our lives. I think we often feel very, very unworthy, very unworthy. Certainly we feel unloved, unappreciated, lonely. And I can for sure say that I think most women are very, very tired because it seems like most households are households where single mothers are raising the children, working and trying to hold it down. So that could be have a lot to do with the depression, the loneliness, of course, and just being really, really tired. I think I mentioned feeling unappreciative. And then I feel like we're just dying because of all these things, that so much sadness has come upon us until it's really difficult. It gets difficult to interact with another woman, particularly if this woman seems to be just the opposite of these things. If she seems to be thriving and happy and taking life on, and she's keeping herself up, she has time to do that. And sometimes it's not even about that as well, but I'm just putting this out there. But some of those things that we're feeling could be the reason that when we see a woman walk in the room, we don't know her. She just seems to walk in with this era, you know, something in her or something that we see in her that makes us prejudge her or sum her up for no reason at all. Without knowing her, we have this assumption. We make this assumption of her. So I wanted to bring those things out, which those things cause additional things. It could be angry. Again, we could start to feel really, really angry, resentful, have a sense of bitterness about everything, life, your life, and everything that goes on in life. It's kind of like that person that nothing is ever right. If the sun's out, to them it's raining, or it's going to rain. We're never able to embrace the moment. So those things that I named earlier, those things could and do often, I think, become or make a woman become angry, resentful, have bitterness, and they become envious sometimes without really even knowing it. Here is where, again, when you get to be at a state where you're angry, resentful, and bitter, this is, again, where I think women start to channel. It's interesting because we for the most part, we channel all of those things towards one another, to the very people who, if we unite it together, because we better understand one another. So if we took the time to try to understand, why does my sister, why does she feel down? Why is she depressed? What is she going through? How can I help, if I can help, rather than talking about her or judging her, particularly not knowing where she's come from, what she's going through, and so forth. And again, it could also be because that person is not that. The woman is just the opposite of what we're feeling. So it works both ways. If you realize, if you're a woman that you, things may not get to you or bother you or affect you in the way that they do others, because we're all different. We've all come from different walks of life. We've been through different things. So if you are that woman and you can give back and you can say, you know, you can reach out to that person who seems to be going through all those things that we just named, then try to do that. Again, as I said earlier, you have to be willing to allow that person in. This is kind of how that topic came up. I was having a conversation with a family member and one of our listeners from the beginning, and I don't know exactly how it came up, but I ended up sharing with her that I had a neighbor that I reached out to. Basically, I saw that it was a very young couple, and the husband, the male, was not working, and I just thought, you know, my yard needs cutting. I might as well, if he can do it, you know, I might as well pay them. It will help out something. I have to pay somebody. Well, I don't have to, but I was at the time. I wasn't doing them myself. And so I thought it'd be a good way to just kind of help them out and so forth. And I did it the best way I knew how to. We were outside at the same time this particular day, and the subject just kind of came up. So I, you know, I even had a conversation with the lady, and I said, I'm not going to pay him. I'm going to pay you, to the lady. I wasn't going to, you know, pay him. But you guys, from that day forward, this woman, it's like I became her enemy. It's like I didn't know any other way to do it other than just act like you guys don't exist, like you're not my neighbors, like I want nothing to do with you all. But that's just not me. It's not me. And so, but from that day forward, I just kind of shied away because I saw the disconnect. I saw the resentment. I saw the looks. I mean, it went from speaking to not speaking at all. And I just thought, how could I have did that any differently? I thought I strategically thought that out and did it the right way. So that's how this topic came about. And that's why I say you have to be willing to let people in. Because I'm your neighbor. In this case, I'm your neighbor. You're my neighbor. We could need each other in an instant. We can truly need each other in an instant. As a matter of fact, I remember coming home one day, and something must have happened because neither parent was home at that time, and the kids were outside. But again, I'm your neighbor. But at that point, I wouldn't have let it just slip by. I mean, I was already asking the kids, you know, do you want to come in, or where's your parents, or something like that. But that's what I mean. We have to be willing to let each other in. And that's how this topic came about. Instantly after our conversation, well, during our conversation, I said, you know what, that's the next topic. We finally need to go ahead and talk about how we treat one another or perceive one another or feel like we always have to compete with one another for whatever reason. We do have... I want to read the show description. We do have a caller I see that wants to get in. And caller, if you will hang tight, you're from the 617 area code. If you'll hang on just a minute there, I want to get through the show description. And then I'm going to pull you in, and I'm going to check the chat line. We're good there. Remember, for those of you who are listening to chat now, you can go ahead and type your questions or comments, and I'll get to those. I'll see those here shortly. But woman to woman, do you feel, this is the show description, I'm going to read it because not all of you get to see this because not everyone's on Facebook. So this is what I put out there as the show description. Woman to woman, do you feel women are supportive of one another, or do we unfairly prejudge each other? Do most women feel they have They have to consistently compete with each other in order to be successful. Do most women feel that they have to put another woman down in order to feel better? And that's basically better about themselves. What would the world be like if women learned to respect and love each other without all of the backstabbing, distrust, and envy? What if every woman would just say no to a married man? Do most women feel threatened if another woman looks a little better, is shaped a little better, or seemingly have a bit more going on? What if every woman loved, respected, and honored each other while embracing her personal identity? I'm going to read that one again. What if every woman, I just want you to think about, what would the world be like if every woman loved, respected, and honored each other while embracing her personal identity? And that's basically by loving the skin she's in, loving herself. And that doesn't mean that you don't have anything to work on, because that's identifying with yourself, embracing yourself, loving yourself just means I know who I am and I know what areas I need to work on or change. And so to finish up the show description, am I my sister's keeper? What if I were my sister's keeper at all times? What if my sister was my keeper at all times? What would happen if we all worked a little harder to be a sister's keeper? So as we move through tonight's show, I want you to think about that. I want you to think about how you could love your sister a little better. And remember, your sister could be your sister, your real sister. Your sister could be your mom, your aunt, your neighbor, your coworker. Your sister could be the lady in the store, the lady that you sum up that walks in the restaurant that you don't know. That could be your sister. She could end up being your sister's keeper. You could end up being her keeper. So as we move through, I want you to personally think about that. Not what someone else can give you. What maybe can you give someone else? And if it's not someone your age, you know, we have a lot of young girls that need some sisters, because they're going to end up right where we've ended up, right where we are. So that's what tonight's topic is about. And again, as we go through tonight's topic, think about the things, the show description, the sister's keeper. And I just want to say this: we as a society of women, men, children, everything, everybody, we face so many challenges today that we have to join together, particularly women. We have to join together and make a conscious decision to support each other, to love one another, to affirm one another wherever we are, because there's always something that you're putting up with that I won't, and vice versa. There's always going to be something that you might do that I may have gotten over by now. I used to do it. I'm not doing it anymore, and I can help you, and vice versa. So we all have something to share to each other, but it starts with loving each other, and accepting each other. So it's time. It really is time to wake up to that fact and all the problems that we create between us. We create them, and then there's just some things, you guys, that have, we just deal with some forces out there that teach us to undermine one another instead of pulling together, strengthening one another, and loving one another. Because, again, imagine what the world would be like if we did. Imagine if there was such a type of sisterhood in the midst of us, to where even when you're single, you don't know it, you don't feel single, because you got a sister, you got a sister keeper is what I would call it. So just think about that. What would it be like if we embraced each other and loved each other? And remember, this is all in the midst of, for the most part, all of us calling ourselves Christians. So think about that. What would Jesus do if he was walking through the land and he's seeing so many broken sisters? Think about that. So, again, as we move through this topic, and as you continue to think about the things that we said thus far, the next time you see a woman walk into a restaurant or into a room, rather than prejudge her, try to sum her up, I challenge you to say hello. Compliment her. There's always something. Compliment. You have nice shoes. I like your shoes. Where'd you get those? I like your hair. Who does your hair? Something. And just watch the atmosphere change. Now, may not all the time, because I've spoken to some women and they look at me like, you don't know me. Why are you speaking? I mean, I've gotten those looks, and sometimes they don't say anything at all, but I keep it moving. Keep it moving. I remember being out at a restaurant. I was actually leaving a restaurant, and I walked out, and I was going to my car, and this lady was getting out of her car, and I didn't have an opportunity to speak. She spoke to me, and it about floored me, and I so much so before I could think about it, I was already asking her, I said, you must not be from here. And she laughed, and she said, actually, I'm not. I'm here visiting. And so she said, why did you ask that? And I said, because most women here don't speak. They don't even look at you to give you an opportunity to speak. And I always wonder how, I remember 9/11 happening, and I wondered how many people died together that worked together for years, passed each other in a hallway, and never spoke to each other, never got to know each other. But imagine them being stuck in the elevator, stuck in the same room, stuck in the same hallway, not even knowing each other's children, not knowing how many children they had. Imagine being stuck with someone, knowing you're going to die with that person. You've walked the halls year after year and never said hello. But here you are going to say your last and final words. Even if you don't say them with words, if it's just a look in your eyes. I always thought about that. I wonder what that would feel like. You know, just missed opportunities flashing by. So try that. Next time you run into someone, a woman particularly, say hello. Compliment her and watch the atmosphere change. Because, again, that person could become your sister keeper, or you could become theirs. So, before moving forward, I want to, and I apologize, I'm going to pull the caller in, and I'm going to check the chat line as well. Okay. We got a lot of people out tonight, you guys. I just feel so excited. Okay. All right. I'm going to pull the caller in. We have a caller, and a caller, I apologize for keeping you so long, but we have 617 with the last four of 6367. You're on the air with us.
Amen. Good evening, Sister Tammy.
I was wondering if this was you. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. I'm sitting here just listening, a variety of thoughts as you are kind of, you know, just kind of sharing and setting the atmosphere. But I just want to just thank God for you having the courage to put these things out here, because we can't get better, Sister Tammy, until we start from getting honest. And, you know, we can't get honest unless we recognize there's a problem. And so I guess I wanted to throw out is that we've lost our sense of community. And again, I think it even goes back to our subject last week, is that we've allowed the forces from the external forces to come in and disrupt the very fiber of what we once could do or once did do as a community of people, and that was communicate to one another and recognize that at one point all we had was each other, so we had to lean on each other. The strong did bear the infirmities of the weak, or we did see ourselves as each other's keeper, and especially the sisterhood. Even when the brothers were broken, the sisterhood was strong. And the sad thing is that over a period of time, well, one is we know that the system at large was there to create fear within the woman, which many times was the caretaker to the young men, because so they used the women to get to the men. When in the meantime, while they broke the women, where they would not communicate and create strong men, because even in our history and in our past, women were even without having a man in the house because of the brokenness and the climate that was created by the external forces, sisters were able to tell their sons, you know, you're going to respect women, you're going to work every day, you're going to be responsible, you know, you're going to have dignity and pride, you're going, you know, and women still had, you know, God allowed those women still to have the ability to help give men or make their young men responsible and strong young men, and some of the women fell victim to creating boys that never grew up to be men. And then in the same sense, these same insecure women who created these boys that never became men, those same women are the same ones who don't have men, don't want men, or act like they don't need men, but in essence, their self-esteem is so low that they can't even really get honest about the fact that maybe even if they did have to raise a boy without a man, they don't necessarily have to say, I don't need a man. It's just the fact that the women should be able to say, I didn't find a man that was good enough for me or qualified or had the same character and integrity that I look for in a man. So that's the reason I didn't have a man. Not that I didn't want one. I just didn't. There wasn't nobody out there that was at the standard that I look for, meaning integrity and character and Christian character, not all that other stuff that we talk about. The sad thing that I see sometimes among sisters, and I've talked about myself, you know, I walked on as a bad boy, but I never really was a bad boy because my mother taught me to respect men. But I was always so confused and frustrated because I would see smart, sharp, beautiful women who didn't want a brother who respected them, or a woman, a man, a brother who's going to treat them with respect and character. But I see these same sisters, smart, intelligent, college graduate women, that they would like look for a thug, a dude that didn't go to work, a dude who didn't respect them, treated them like a dog. And then sometimes, I'm talking as a brother from the outside looking in, is that this sister who goes out and get her a thug, and then they got brothers out there who love and respect, and, you know, would appreciate, but this sister has, you know, she don't want a good guy. She want a bad boy because they bought into what they see on TV or what society is showing them that, you know, you ain't nothing like a thug. You know what I mean? And I don't get it. You know what I mean? I'm confused. And then the other part, and I'll close with this, is that sisters, I've seen some bad sisters in my day. I mean bad meaning that I respect. And it wasn't because of whether they were whatever, you know, it wasn't a particular look. It was a particular persona. They drew the room to them. And not only did they draw the room to them because of their confidence and their courage, and, you know, but they also were able to draw sisters to them because they weren't stand back offish. They were bad. You know what I mean? Where most people would say, man, I can't mess with her because this girl got it going on. But these sisters who had it going on drew other sisters to them and encouraged them, mentored them, and helped them to become the women they need to be. And I think that's what I don't see now in sisters is you got the have and the have-nots, the elitists and those who won't talk to nobody. When the sisters who do have it going on, if you're really secure in who you are and you care about your sister, especially for you Christian sisters out there, black, white, or otherwise, you should be able to say, well, maybe that sister wasn't afforded what I'm afforded, or maybe she wasn't exposed to what I'm exposed to. So maybe God has brought me into this environment that I might be able to let the light that I have and the life that I have and the love that I have and the character that I have to share with them. And all this is all possible through Christ. And then, so in essence, showing them that everything they have is by the grace of God, so they don't look down on nobody. But in the second part is to bring them sisters who came out of them dysfunctional places. It's okay to say I'm not where I could be, like you shared. I'm not where I could be. But the good part is that you recognize that and you're growing and you're getting better. And that's the beauty of it, is that those are conversations that you sisters can have with each other and build each other up, and then we can all even get together as brothers and sisters and be able to have better conversations, so we can learn how to treat each other better. So that's kind of what I got to say. So I appreciate what you sisters are doing. You sisters are motivating me to reach out to some brothers, because I'm not gonna let y'all leave me behind. Well, our brothers, ourselves together. Our brothers,
I don't think anybody will be able to leave you behind.
And I say that in laughing, but I say that in a very good way.
I know, in a very good way back to you. I don't think anybody will be able to leave you behind. You're going to be right there.
I just want us all to grow together, because this is what we can enjoy and succeed together, because actually I need you and we need each other. You know, we can grow together. So Sister Tammy, God bless you. I love you, and I appreciate what you're doing, and I'll be praying for you, and I'll be listening. And any support you need from Boston, you know you got it, and you're always in my prayers. So God bless you, Sister Tammy.
Thank you so much. Now you keep listening. If you hear something, want me to bring you back in, just let me know. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Right, we do have another caller, and before I bring you in, caller, and you're from the 901 area code, last 4-5-6-2-6. I am going to just briefly check the chat line, and then I wanted to get one more point out before bringing you in. And I just want to make sure I'm not missing anyone. Okay. Yep. Okay. I see you there. So 901 with the last 4-5-6-2-6. I'm going to bring you in just a second. I want to focus on a word here. Going back to why sometimes we may feel, and I mentioned a little bit early on a couple of things that women seem to be going through now, and I wanted to go back to the word envy. And I want to just, and a few more, envy, jealousy, could this be some of the things that when we are looking and judging women for no reason, again, in most cases, women we don't know at all, you know, could it be envy, could it be jealousy? And what is all that about? Because envy, I want to give you some words that mean the same as envy. Jealousy, greed, resentment, bitterness, and desire. And I challenge you all to do that. When you run across words, don't just stop with the word. Look at other words that mean the same as that word, because sometimes another word will allow you to see the word or the meaning differently. Out of envy, and again, those words are jealousy, greed, resentment, bitterness, and desire. Desire is the one that stood out the most to me. And if you think about desire and you think about prejudging and the way that we treat one another for no reason at all, again, when you think about desire, could it be that the reason we're looking upon other women with bitterness, with anger, with who does she think she is, and all of this, could it be because of your own personal unmet desires? Or could it be it's something that you see in that person that you desire to have, you wish you had, whether it's the momentum, the get up and go, the desire to keep moving beyond obstacles and challenges. I cannot say that word tonight. So think about envy and desire. And as, again, we continue to go through, think about, put all these things down. I hope you're keeping notes on this one, because after tonight, I really, again, me, myself, I need to learn how to do some things better. I need I really do. I need to grow in this area as well. And so I hope that you're writing these things down and will share with us later on down the road how this has helped you. So I'm going to pull in our next caller. And then I'm going to share some of the comments that I received and questions, too, maybe, that I received from people as I continue to post the show details and remind people about the show. I received some great feedback, so I want to share some of those, and maybe you'll have something to share on those. Okay, caller, pulling you in from 901 with the last four digits of 5626. You're on the air with us.
Hey, Tammy, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you so much. This is a great show. Awesome, awesome words about envy and jealousy and all of those. And one question I have to the audience is, do we really know what a true friend is? Do we really know a female friend, not a male friend, but a female friend? Do we really know what a friend is? Because friends don't have to talk to you every single day. Friends don't have to be in your space every single day. A true friend can be there when you really need them. In my situation, I had someone that I thought was a friend, and she went completely off on me and told me I wasn't a friend because I wasn't calling her every day. And that's just something I don't understand, because I have other friends that if they need me, they know if they need me, they can call me. They know that I'll be there. And the same thing, vice versa. So you shouldn't have to talk to a person every single day or be in that person's space every single day just to be your friend. especially at 40 plus. We have lives. We have things that we have to do. We don't have time to sit on the phone and talk all day. You know what I mean?
Right. So, Kim, did you lose the relationship over that?
I actually did. This person, I made the decision that I don't need a toxic friendship. And that friendship was toxic, because when someone tells you that you're not a friend because you don't talk to them every day, that's foolishness to me. It's foolishness. So I decided that type of friendship I didn't need in my life.
May I ask you how old was or is the person, the friend, how old?
She's about 50-ish.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. But then sometimes that person is missing something in their lives. Like
right.
You said, something is missing. So because that something is missing, then they try to pull you into that space. That whatever it was is missing in their lives, they try
right.
to pull you into that space.
Right. And
that's
for the rest
that,
of you who are listening, I really would like to hear what some other people think about that. Kim, I can relate to that. I know, you know, there was a time when you're 16, 17, for me, maybe even a little bit older than that, that was at one point fulfilling, but I cannot imagine just having to talk to my friend every day, my girlfriend every day, you know, not even the ones that I consider my best friends, which I don't have a lot of those, but we don't need to talk every day. So interesting. And the fact that you lose a relationship over it. How long were you in the friendship? How long was the friendship before it ended?
We were friends about three or four years.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Thank you for sharing that. Anything else you want to share?
That's it. I think that when women realize that they're beautiful themselves, when they realize that they should fall in love with themselves, because when you love yourself, you're not going to look at someone else and wish that you had what they have, period. You'll be able to speak, hey, how are you? How's your day? You look really nice today. I love your hair. I love your shoes. Where'd you get that outfit? You know, make someone else feel good.
Right.
You know, you will be able to do that if you have that love for yourself.
Right. And that really will change the atmosphere. That really will change the atmosphere for those of you. Try it. Not saying that it will go perfectly every time, but for the most part, I have some friends today that I've had a very long time because one of us took the initiative to speak. I have a girlfriend that's in Maryland. And I had gone out one night by myself. I was living in Florida at the time, and I had gone out to dance, not dancing alone. And she was sitting there with a group of people and came over and invited me over to sit with them. She said, are you here alone? And I said, yes. And she said, come over and hang out with us. Her family was there and some other friends of hers. And so that has been maybe, I think Brandon was in the sixth grade at that time, and we are still friends to this day. And just because she reached out and invited me over to their table to sit and talk with them, and she has had to be my keeper, and I've had to be her keeper. She recently lost her mom, and so, you know, we've had to just lean on each other through a number of occasions, and we often talk about how we met. We often talk about that. So that's what I mean, that you can be passing up someone that needs to be in your life, whether it be for a season, a reason, or lifetime. Don't pass these people up. So I want to give thank you, Kim, for I put you back in mute because I was hearing some feedback. But thank you for your comments, and I'm sure that registered to some people that certainly did me. I've lost a friend or two, I think, that way. They didn't specifically say that, but I lost a friend or two. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm getting a question on the text. That's my friend from Maryland. She's actually listening, so she's saying, tell our story. So I did. I told our story. But I want to give you some comments that I received from some of our people that listen to the show. And one of them, and again, this was about just what they think about how we react to one another, react with one another, or why, basically. And one of them, women don't want to talk about this. Well, this is one that said I wouldn't get much feedback, or women would not give me much feedback on this, because women don't like to be told the truth or talk about the things that need to be corrected. She goes on to say that this also causes problems in the personal relationships that women have with their significant others. Interesting, because our last caller, again, with the lady being 50-ish, I'm just trying to figure out something really has to be going on if someone needs to talk with you every day. And there's a difference in wanting to just chat, say hello, how are you doing, but needing to talk to you so much so until the friendship ends. There's something going on. So that was one comment. Another is, and this came off of the Blog Talk site. I received a message there. I remember in an early childhood health class, one of my teachers gave a lesson on self-esteem. She didn't really talk about personal appearance or what others thought about you. She talked about it in a healthy way, and this is self-esteem. It was more of a mental peace of mind that you can give yourself with positive thinking and actions. That lesson stuck with me. I'm sure the problem is pretty complex, but maybe it boils down to a healthy self-esteem. I'm also thinking modern media, social outlets, and the higher array of human competitiveness are out of control. Life doesn't seem to be about taking care of your family or yourself anymore. There's so many more superficial vanities to worry about. And that is so true. I was really, really blessed by this person's comment on the site. And again, I don't know her. I'm not sure if she's listening tonight. But if you are and you want to come in and share some more, I did tell her that I wanted to share that tonight, because I had not thought about the social media part of it, what we see on TV, the competitiveness on TV, the sense of having to be perfect at all times in all ways that women have to portray, or they do portray on TV. I think about grandparents, I'll say older people, not really being okay with just simply gracefully growing, oh, we have to have the plastic surgery and things like that. And if that's your thing, that's cool, do your thing. But if it's because you're trying or wanting to be able to keep up with a 20-year-old or a 25-year-old, you know, I just have a problem with that. But, and so should we. Another comment, so the social media part I think was very interesting, because, again, and the superficial vanities that she speaks of, that this particular person speaks of in her comment. So that was a really good one. I liked it. Another one, if a woman does not like another woman that she does not know, it is often because she does not like herself. Women, this is another one, women hate on other women when they are not happy with life. And that we got a lot of those. Another one, how women treat one another is often based upon her personal status and level of education. If a woman has a good job and is educated, she is more secure about herself and does not entertain the nonsense. That one I don't agree with. And it goes back to what Pastor Harris was saying from Massachusetts. You find that in most cases, that's just not true. You have some very professional, educated women who have low self-esteem. They feel really bad about themselves as well. So it's not limited to that. But this person seemed to think that, you know, it does lessen in that arena when the more educated the person is. But I don't think it has anything to do with that. I really, really don't. It's all about how you feel about yourself. It really, really amounts to that. So let's see if I have some different ones here. Yes, here's one. Women, and this is taking it to another level, women do not respect women when they make a choice to date a married man. Women don't think about how she would feel or how they would feel if her husband decided to engage in an outside marital affair. So that's taking it to a different level as well, and I believe that was one of the questions in the description. It was. So wonder how life would be. Wonder how many families would still be together. And not saying that's the only reason, you know, people break up, but what if every woman or more women would say no to married men? What if? That's a good one. Another one, when a woman truly loves herself, I mean truly, honest and sincerely love herself. And this is a quote from someone that I took, and I want to give her, her name is Deanna Frazier, and I told her I was going to read this, but she deals with words. She loves words, and so there's a lot of postings from her that I truly, truly enjoy on Facebook. They're motivational things and things that make you think. So I asked her if I could share this. She posted this last week, last Tuesday, I believe, and her name again is Deanna Frazier. So if you're on Facebook, you can go her way and like her page as well because she does post a lot of good things. And this one reads, when a woman truly loves herself, I mean truly, honestly, and sincerely love herself, she doesn't feel a need to compete with or compare herself to another woman, nor does she wait with anticipation for someone to tell her that they love her. Obnoxiously in love with me is what she signed it as. Approval is not desired or required. So I read that last Tuesday and just fell in love with it. And again, go by and show her some love and support because she calls herself something. I can't remember the word. Wordology, I think, or something like that. But she does post a lot of good things, and that's Deanna Frazier. The last one, women are insecure in who they are, which makes them always feel the need to compete, and that was from one of our listeners. And those are some of the things that we received for the show, some feedback, comments to the show. So I'm going to check here before I go into another phase of it. Let me check the chat line. You guys are out there, but pretty quiet tonight on the chat. I see you out there. Okay, we have a caller. And I'm going to pull you in, caller, from the 901 area code, last four digits 8714. You're on the air with us.
Yes. This is a great topic dealing with women. And I'm just comfortably just listening to the issues. And I've heard that women, they say they like to be with men because women, you have women to women, it's like a cat fight. Just to sum it all up, and I really didn't know that so many of these issues was in a womanhood or in a female's world. Kind of reminds me of the man's world to an extent, but it's something that you keep bringing up, which is very important, and it's dealing with the self and accepting the self. And earlier in the show, you was bringing up these different words about you brought up jealousy, greed, and some other words, but if you don't mind, I'm holding a dictionary in my hand, and it's going to tie back to what you're saying, and I want to make a quick point, but I just want to quickly read the etymology of some of these, not all the words that you mentioned, but just real quickly, was how we're dealing with self. Like, you brought up jealousy, and jealousy comes from, like, Middle English and Old French, and I think Middle Latin, I'm not sure, but it says see zeal. And jealousy or jealous has something to do with zeal. And when I looked up zeal, I had noticed that it has something to do with emulation. And then when I looked up the word or the etymology of emulation or emulate, it says in the brackets, trying to equal or excel, or to give, accept, or take. And it's and like the first definition says, often or to try or often by imitating or copying, to equal or surpass. And the point of me reading the etymology of those words is it goes back to, I think, the problem, or one of the problems that we're facing, but especially for the women, since we're dealing with women, is emulation, trying to be like the other woman and not trying to be like, and not trying to be yourself. I'm finding, even in my own life, I'm a male, that when I try to emulate other people, I notice that I'm unhappy. But when I'm being myself, when I do like some artwork or I do any type of activity that I want to do and I express myself into it, I feel a whole lot better. And that's the point that I'm really trying to make, is we must learn to be ourselves. But unfortunately, we live in a world and in a society that pressures us to not be ourselves, but to be something that someone else wants us to be. So that brings unhappiness. And like a couple of years ago, I was with a woman, and it didn't last for long, and I really didn't want a girlfriend. I told her that, but we still hung out. And the more we started to talk with each other, the more we had things that were not in common, and which was okay. So, I bluntly told her, like, my side of the story and so forth, and just to put it to her that I'm really not looking for a girlfriend. Basically, I'm just being myself, because she was looking for something else that she probably wanted to get from me in a long term, but I wasn't ready for that. So my point is that we must learn to be ourselves in spite of. I know, yes, we have to dress a certain way when we go to work. I know we have to maybe do certain things, but maybe what we're doing as a society is unnatural when we try to emulate somebody else instead of being ourselves. Because if you look at the animal kingdom, and this is my last point, when you look at the animal kingdom, all animals, if you notice, they do what they're supposed to do. Regardless if they live in the water or on land, they do what they're supposed to do. They don't try to act like any other animal unless it's their nature to do so. But if it's not their nature, a spider's not going to try to act like a tiger, or a tiger's not going to try to act like a polar bear. It's in their nature to be themselves. And that's all I'm saying. And I'm even learning that myself as I'm getting a little older, that I still have to be myself in spite of. And I think it's very important that we keep that in our mind, because it is not natural to please everybody, and it's not natural to agree on everything, because we all think differently and we all have different like circumstances. So we must be ourselves, and that's all I wanted to say.
Well, you have said quite a bit, and I almost want to ask you to say all that over again, but I know that would not be right to do. So just to make sure I got it all, I'm trying to write and listen to you at the same time, but thankfully I know where to find you. So oh. I do need you to be able to repeat that later.
Okay.
This is, and if you don't mind, you guys, listeners, and you may not have been on at the beginning of the show, but I was sharing how I have just met some of the most wonderful young people in the last few weeks. And this is one of those young people, you guys. You may remember him from last week. I don't think you told your name, but you should tell them who you are. But anyway, this is one of those young people that I just felt so honored to run into, because, again, we often hear so much so what young people are doing negatively. And there is so many young people out just doing so many wonderful things. He was not at the session last Friday afternoon, but I did get to see him, but he was not at the session for Subliminal Thoughts, but this is one of them. So I just want to say thank you. Continue to do what you're doing. Continue to be who you are. And as I know you will, reach back and bring some of those young guys up that are younger than you, and spread some of the things that you know to some of the ones that are older than you, because a lot of people are missing out. So thank you, and I do want to hear that again. You said a mouthful. You said some very meaningful things. So I hope everybody got as much as I did from that. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, and just real quickly, and women, I mean, well, for females, you know, I mean, be yourself. And yes, it's gonna. And when it comes to like relationships, and I'm even talking to myself, yeah, it's gonna be plenty of men that's not gonna accept you for who you are, and that's okay. I mean, that doesn't mean anything. That just means that they're just not, you're not what they're looking for, and that's okay. I mean, and there's other men or males out there that's looking for someone like you. And the point that I'm making really is that be yourself regardless what guys think of you. I mean, you have to live your life, and you have to be satisfied about your life. So, I mean, don't let that stop you. That might be easier said than done, and yes, I'm speaking to myself as well. But yeah, I mean, we have to be ourselves, people. I mean, it's just that's a natural thing for us to do. We have to be ourselves, and if we're not, then we're not gonna we're not totally enjoying our lives. And I mean, we have to start living, you know, and start being or continue if we're not starting to be satisfied. And I know that's a challenging thing to do, but we just have to keep being ourselves, and that's all I have to say.
I agree, and thank you so much. Thank you so much. You'll be hearing from me, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Okay, we have another caller, and this caller is from the 404 area code with the last four digits of 0177, and you're on the air with us.
Hey, Tammy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine.
Good.
I didn't want to talk for too long, but I just I texted you because I wanted to see if you wanted me to share something. Just I'm kind of one of those people that I don't associate with or didn't used to associate with a lot of women because of them being pretty catty and things like that. One of the ladies where my daughter goes to school, she had been kind of, I don't know, trying to be into my business a little bit too much, and it didn't really make me feel very comfortable. But one of the days when I was up at the office and I was helping up there, I'm just kind of creating a little scenario for you, but I was helping up there, and one of the other ladies who works in the office, she was sitting there, and the lady asked me what I did for a living. And you know, I was doing something, and I just said, I don't work. And she turned, and now you know my background, but everybody on the phone doesn't, that I am within the last year and a half became a widow. And so, you know, in me saying that I did not work, she turned and looked at me with like a really kind of snotty little attitude. She said, oh, it must be nice. And the other lady who was sitting there, she looked at her and she was like, that was a dumb thing to say. Her husband's dead. You know, like the way that she said it, you know, I'm thinking, you know, and me feeling the way that I did at the time, I was thinking that was like the dumbest thing I've ever heard, because if I had a choice, I would prefer for my husband to be here, not, you know, prefer for him to be gone, you know, and whatever you think that I might have, you
right.
know, and you don't know anything about me, or whatever it is that you're thinking that I have, or whatever, you know, that you're feeling that I'm, you know, that I've gotten something, you know, really good because my husband is no longer here. You know,
right.
it wasn't, you know, it was just a weird thing on from my end. It felt weird from the third, you know, party who was sitting there. You know, she thought that it was a dumb thing to say, you know, and then, I don't know, the lady who said it, it didn't really seem like she realized what she said, or she didn't seem like it didn't even bother her or faze
her.
So
there was no additional comments after, really. Really. And
no.
that goes back
no.
to making assumptions again with judging people, not really knowing where, what walk they have had to come through, what journey they've had to travel. That's what we do when we're doing that. So here is, again, for some of our listeners, and they may not have heard you, but this is a mother and a wife whose husband died suddenly, and she became a widow and now have to be mother and father to two young kids. And even in the way, if this reminds me, and I hope you don't mind me sharing this, but, you know, I met her through a cousin. We encountered each other once, I think twice, and mm-hmm. we ended up just, I remember staying on the phone one night for maybe, what, 4 hours or so? Yeah, just being each other's keeper, really, basically. Mm-hmm. And that was a God moment. It was just, you have to just allow yourself to be there for people because who knows, I might need her. I might need her one day to get me through some things as well. But it's just the way that we have to be able to open ourselves up and share. And I can remember us sharing so many things that night, and I don't know how some of the stuff we ended up talking about the way we did and ended up on the phone for 4 hours, but we did. And so that's about being my sister's keeper. That is really what it is about. At that time, that's what she needed, and I felt it was my duty to make myself available. I felt like that was an assignment from God. So that's what we do. We kind of put our foot in our mouth sometimes, and we do it. But wouldn't it have been nice if that lady would have said, you know, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that? How much better would that have made you feel?
It would have made me feel better, yeah, because the thing is, she knew that I was a widow. You know, if she didn't know, you know, that would have been one thing. But, you know, she knew I was a widow, and to I guess, say something, you know, to make it seem like I'm that, and she probably didn't mean for it to sound that way, before to, you know, it, I guess the sarcasm, almost like sarcasm in her voice and things. And like I said, she said other stuff too, you know, that almost kind of, you know, she's like, oh, you know, you're sure able to come up here a lot, because I do volunteer at her school a lot, you know, just to imply that I'm up there a lot and that I don't have to, you know, have to do anything, you know, whereas like she's at work and I'm not working, you know, but
well,
I'm
like, if she knew, then that's a whole nother story. Then I think there are times when you just need to address things with people, because there's that desire again. What I desire is to be at home and not have to work. But maybe my husband is this, or maybe I did this, or maybe whatever. But there's a desire for her to do what you're doing. She wish she could stay at home, possibly. She wish she could volunteer more for her children, possibly. And there's that envy that comes in. So it is what it is sometimes, and we keep a closed mouth too much. Sometimes we just need to let people know what it is and move on.
Right.
I mean, really, really. Because if she knew, that's a different story. Different story. I was thinking that I misunderstood, thinking she didn't know. But
no,
sometimes you just have to call it what it is.
Yeah, the like I said, the lady who was the third, you know, party that was there, she pretty much put her in her place, so I didn't really have to do it. But I just wanted that to be an example of, a lot of times you don't, like you said, you don't know where a person has come from, or mm-hmm. you know, the road that they have walked to get where they are. You know, you don't want to have a nasty attitude towards somebody because they drive a certain car or they wear certain clothes, or you don't know what they did to get that. So, you know, and I try not to do that when it comes to anybody.
Right.
I don't judge people for anything. And I just don't think that, you know, that's the way, especially us women, we should be there to lift each other up, not tear each other down.
Right. And that's what this show is about, making us all think a little bit more often about what we say, how we respond, what we do. And like I said, me included, you guys, I'm not leaving myself out, because I need to do better as well. So that's, again, why we have sisters that don't talk to each other, mothers that don't talk to their mothers, and then the cycle just continues. Friends who don't talk, lifetime friends. So we all just need to do a little bit better, and that's what this is about. So thank you for sharing. Anything else you want to share?
Oh, no, that's it. Thank you. I'm enjoying
okay,
the show.
Okay, thank you for listening. Thank you. Okay, well, you guys, we're going to get ready to sum this up. I'm going to check the chat line real quick here. I am... Okay. Well, thank you. I just got a comment. We're enjoying the show tonight, and I just want to say thank you. I'm enjoying it as well and learning, so thank you. And that's from the chat line. This is your time. If you do have something you want to share, whether it's a story, something you want to comment on or a question, please take the time now to just get your comments out or questions out. If not, we are going to end the show. I think I do have another here on the Blog Talk site, so I'm going to check real quick for that if I don't want to miss anybody. Okay, yeah, that's the same one. Got it. Okay. Well, if we don't have any other questions or comments, then I just want to leave you all with kind of what we started the show off with, which is take the time to think about whose keeper are you, or can you become, if you're not, can you become a sister's keeper? Next time you see someone walk in, think about creating a friendship rather than summing the person up, trying to figure that person out. Think about forming a friendship. Think about saying hello. Think about a compliment, because you never, ever know when you might need that person or when that person might need you. We just never really know. And remember what we said. We are, many of us, and I would say many of you that take the time to listen to this show every Monday, we are Christians. We call ourselves Christians. And so we are expected to respond differently, be differently, and create a different atmosphere. We are. So I have, again, I just cannot say enough. I have, so many things have become aware to me, that areas that I really, really, really need to grow in. It would be a it would just be awful shame for me to continue to come here Monday after Monday and not want to grow in areas that I recognize I need to grow in. So I hope the same for you all as you continue to come and listen to a show that's not so dramafied, I should say. Is that a word? I don't know. But not full of drama. Of course, we'll have fun with it, but this is not a show where we come and have our egos stroked or anything like that. This is where we're coming to be fed in areas that will help us grow. And just as if we don't eat, we will surely die. If you don't eat food, you will surely die. If we don't feed ourselves with what we need, that spiritual word or whatever it is for you, if you don't get that to nourish your emotional need, you will emotionally die. And that's what has happened. We have a lot of people that are, as our caller said, they're just trying to be someone else. They don't know who they are. And that creates all of those things that I mentioned earlier. That creates sadness, that creates loneliness, that creates anger, all those things, unhappiness, unworthiness, feeling unloved. When all of those things that you're channeling outside to someone else and blaming someone else, you're really saying, I have a desire to feel better. Don't you see me? You know, it reminds me of that song, Does Anybody See Her? I can't think of the name of the group, but it's just this girl just walking around with feeling so badly about herself, and people are just passing her by, even within the church. So there's a lot of women, there's a lot of people walking around saying, don't you see me? Don't you see me? I'm hurting. Don't you see me? So a great opportunity for you to create a small ministry every day just by saying hello. When I go to the grocery store, I'm a talker. I mean, really, I just say everything to anybody. I'll talk to anybody anyway. It doesn't matter. I just, whatever. I don't care. Just say hello if you may. If you don't, I don't care. Whatever. But the next time you go, just strike up a conversation with the cashier. You'd be amazed. You'll be amazed what you get out of 5 minutes of checking out with your groceries. You'd be amazed. So that is what this was about. And I hope this has, I'm glad for it, because we did not get too, we did not get too deep into this in an ugly way, and I really, really like that. We have another caller, and I'm going to, if you guys are just hanging with us, we're going to bring a caller in. Then I have a text coming in, but I'm going to take the caller first, and then I'll tell you what the text is coming in at. And this is a caller from 678 area code with the last four digits of 5644. Caller, you're on the air with us.
Hi, this is Regina.
Hi, Regina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. A first-time caller.
I was just calling to say that as women, we have to start lifting each other up and stop pulling each other down, because so many times women are putting each other down, and they think it's making them look better, but it's not. It's making them look worse. So, yeah, we really have to start doing that because we are stronger together. And if you can lift your sister up, then the blessings will come back to you and you will be lifted up.
You know, what you said just now, that they think it makes them look better. That's deep. Because oftentimes, you're right, you know, it's like, take the attention off of me. Don't look at me. Let me put, you know, let me make sure that you're focusing on what I see wrong with this person. And so it takes the attention off of me or make you feel like, hey, I see something. I'm able to point out some things. That's, you're so right about that. You're so right. And it goes back to feeling unworthy about yourself in order for you to do that. Because if we spend more time loving ourselves and focusing on how we feel about ourselves and that, I mean, we wouldn't have time to judge each other and put someone else down. We wouldn't even feel right in doing that.
No,
we wouldn't
sure
even
would.
Feel right. So, Regina, while you're on, do you want to tell a little bit about your what's coming up? And as we continue to get closer to that date, you certainly can come back on and do it again, or you can wait until a little bit, you know, time gets closer. But I'd love for you to just kind of tell them a little bit about what you're doing in Atlanta and who's invited or who can come and
sure.
the cause. Okay.
Yes, we're having our Loving Day event on June 8th at 1 p.m. in the Hampton City Park in Hampton, Georgia. Loving Day is a celebration of the 1967 Supreme Court case that legalized interracial marriage in the U.S. It's a free event. My church, Voice of the Nations in Griffin, they're going to serve free hot dogs. At the event, we're going to have some special guests. We're going to have TLC Sisterhood, Pastor Tara and Brian Lewis come out. Jocasta Odom, that's on the show sometimes. She's the CEO and founder of the Sister Circle. She's going to come out and speak to us. Also, we're going to have author Cornelia Brown. And at the event, we're also going to have a blood drive and a blood marrow registry drive. And I'm trying to put together some musical talents right now. I know that we're going to have a young hip-hop artist out of Barnesville coming out. Her name is Miss Aaliyah. And we're going to have some inflatables. And we're just going to have a good time. And everyone is welcome to come out. Like I said, it's going to be June 8th at 1 p.m. at the Hampton City Park in Georgia.
Okay, so do they have to register, and can they come even if they don't live in the state of Georgia?
Yes, anyone can come. You don't have to register, but I do have an event. If you look me up on www.facebook.com/diversityinyou, or you can look up Loving Day Griffin. I have the event posted.
Okay. Loving Day. Okay. So for those of you, and what we'll do, I'll get the information from you, and I'll continue to, or you can come on as often as you like and just kind of continue to share it and promote it because, you know, we have kids that I know it's becoming, I shouldn't say less and less because it seems like, you know, more kids are, they have more kids to interact with, but it used to be a time when, you know, you just had black and white, so to speak, and races were not mixing, and that's why, you know, this has come up because of what happened so long ago. I remember recently going to see a play called Court in Time, and I think I reached out to you because I was just, the play was so good, and that's what it was about. But mm-hmm. now, because, you know, love is love, and color is blind, and
yeah.
I remember a time when you know, black and white would connect and the children, not only would the parent or the mother and father have issues, but the children would go to school and be picked on. So, you know, it's bringing awareness that we're all the same. We all believe the same. We're all the same. So if you have children, people that are listening, if you have children, you know, this is a way to get all kids out so that they can learn how to interact and love one another. Just what we're talking about between women. You know, the same thing, that love goes everywhere. That love continues to go in every area of our lives when we, as our caller said, when we become whole and complete with ourselves and we're who we are and like who we are, we can love better across the board.
Yeah, and that's why I have my Diversity in You group on Facebook, and I created that as a way to connect multicultural families because I wanted my children as well as other people's children to be able to connect with each other, with other children that are coming from homes that look like theirs, with other children that look like they look, and,
right,
you know, share the same cultures. Because,
right,
you know, I was on so many different blog sites and hearing the issues where all these children, they were never around other kids like them.
Right, right. I recently saw, and I'll have to connect you with, try to find a way to connect you, but I recently watched a poetry show on this. It was out of Detroit, but I was able to watch it here because of technology. I can't really explain that process. But these young people were coming up and they were speaking about life basically through their poetry. And one man, this one young man, talked about growing up being a multicolored child, diverse child, where he got picked on, and his poetry was so deep about the life he had to live, the things that he had to go through just because his parents were of different race and they didn't really know where he fit in, he said, you know, with the other kids. So, you know, how they called him the names and all these things. But I have to connect because I think it would be good if he could get there, and it seems like he travels around, but if he could get there and do some of his poetry about growing up, being picked upon and so forth. So he decided to reach out or to heal through his poetry.
That would be great.
Yeah, so, well, thank you, and again, I'll continue to just promote this as well, but anytime you feel like you have the time and want to share it, because the show goes on after the show, so people will be able to hear it even when we're not on the air. And for those of you who did hear it, you're in Georgia, or if you know a family that would benefit from this, please share it and connect them with Regina on Facebook with the information that she gave out. We'll continue to give it out, and if you can't find her, then let me know, and I'll get you in touch with her. Okay? So thank you, Regina.
Thank you for having me on.
All right.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Great, great, great information. And we want to continue to do that. So if you guys are out there and you have something going on, something you're doing within your area, it doesn't have to be here in Memphis, anywhere, because, you know, this is about changing the world, not just Memphis or my immediate area. Before we close, I got a text from Brandon, my son, and he says, even a smile is charity in God's eyes. And I think that came along as we were talking about, if you're out and about, you know, say hello, speak to someone. But he's saying even a smile is charity in God's eyes. And he sent a text earlier saying that as I was talking about the trash can, he was putting something in the trash can, and he officially moved it. So I'm glad that he officially moved it. Sad that it took him this long. That's a good sign that his mom comes on here every Monday and tells listeners to move it, but her son is just moving his trash can tonight. And he, wow. But I'm thankful. I just thought I'd get that out. But anyway, thank you all for listening, and this is the last chance this time for sure. I'm checking one last time. Hope that this has blessed you guys, and again, that you will work to do better with being a sister's keeper getting a sister's keeper, allowing a sister's keeper in your life, because, again, sometimes we reach out to people and you don't let us in, so work to allow people to get in your space, because sometimes, you know, God sends us people at the right time. You got to be open to receiving that person, allowing that person into your life. So often I hear people say, what God has for me, it is for me. That is so true, but that a lot of people will leave this world and leave some things that God had for them. And it's not because he didn't give them, it's because they didn't open their hearts and their minds and their hands to receive them. So keep that in mind. Live a little better, love a little better, do a little better. And until next time, next week, same time, Monday, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, please continue to share this show with family, friends. This is a good way for you to connect with women as you go about. Say, hey, I know about this great radio show on Blog Talk. Let me give you the information. So that'll open up a door for a conversation. So with that being said, and without further ado, I want to again just thank you all for a great night. We had a lot of listeners in tonight, and so I just want to thank you all for helping us to continue to grow. Thank you for making Monday night Butterfly Evolution a part of your Monday night. I want to just, again, thank you, and I'll see you back here next Monday, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Until then, have a blessed and wonderful week. Thank you.